It's Friday, January 7th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The FTC says Log4j can result in legal consequences, the island without connectivity, and Germany considers no data retention at all. This is the business of tech. Some research the record caught and highlighted. In a paper titled An Empirical Assessment of Endpoint Detection and Response Systems Against Advanced Persistent Threat Attack Vectors, EDR software from 18 vendors was evaluated and found that many failed to detect some of the most common attack techniques used by advanced persistent threat actors, such as state-sponsored espionage groups and ransomware gangs. The results show that none of the tested EDRs had full coverage for all attack vectors, allowing threat actors a way to slip through a company's defenses. Researchers have developed a method for faking an iPhone reboot or shutdown, preventing malware from being removed. The intention? Showing how one can never trust a device is entirely off. The FTC has warned companies to secure against Log4j vulnerabilities, and that it will take legal action against companies that fail to protect their customers' data. Quote, the FTC intends to use its full legal authority to pursue companies that fail to take reasonable steps to protect consumer data from exposure as a result of Log4j or similar known vulnerabilities in the future, the U.S. government agency said. ISC's ransomware study says the C-suite is rather confident. Just 15% report a lack of confidence in their organization's protections. Chain Analysis's report said cryptocurrency-based crime hit an all-time high in 2021, although scams, rather than extortion, showed the biggest jumps. Why do we care? There's no perfect solution on the software front. Remember that. Are EDRs overhyped? Does all software have limits? Yes. I'm encouraged by the FTC's declaration, a minimum bar on the Log4j vulnerability. If a company ignores the issue, they are subject to FTC action. The bar is rising. That research around the iPhone bug is informational and additionally scary. An example where it feels like no one asked how the feature could be misused. Finally, I had to pair the data about confidence next to payouts. There's still plenty of room for improvement, but more importantly, the C-suite will spend enough. That's key to understanding what to offer, not everything, enough. I want to reference a bit of a long read on protocol about Deer Island in Maine. At issue is the internet coverage. Provider Spectrum cites FCC maps that show coverage of the entire island. Residents, however, say that's wishful thinking. More than 100 residents have sent the town manager data as they work to build their own data set, because the data Spectrum is leveraging keeps federal money that might help a rival build out capacity and access at bay. Why do we care? This is exactly the scenario I envision. A community is entirely blocked from being invested in to grow the businesses by a provider who wants customers locked into them. When capital expenditures are a high expense, it's not enough to say the market will just solve the problem. Think water, electricity, and roads, and now broadband. It's a very good read. Plus, we'll be revisiting this story soon enough. The FCC has scheduled the hearings on nutrition level labels for broadband for the end of this month, per a blog post this week. One last bit of cleanup on stories from last week. Coverage from Tutanota, an email security provider, referencing an interview with a German news outlet. The Federal Minister for Justice wants to remove data retention entirely in Germany. From that interview, quote, I reject data retention without any reason and would like to remove it from the law once and for all. It violates fundamental rights. If everyone has to expect that a lot of their communications will be stored without cause, then no one will feel free anymore, end quote. Why do we care? This would flip data retention on its head. Focused on telecommunications data, consider the ramifications of logging being something only turned on when there's a deliberate cause, not for all reasons. Let's be clear, this is still potential, not law. That said, the Europeans remain much further ahead in their thinking and approach to privacy laws, and Germany is a very significant market. Because of that, any major player, including the cloud ones, are going to be watching this. If this was an option, would you take it or would your customers? When it comes to delivering cybersecurity services to your clients, there's a lot to consider and even more at stake. Firewalls and antivirus don't provide enough protection anymore, and adding more tools to an already complex tech stack is expensive and difficult to manage. The Field Effect Partner Momentum Program, together with their award-winning security portfolio, solved these issues by making it easier for MSPs to deliver complete cybersecurity protection, unlock new revenue streams, simplify operations, and stand out from the competition. Learn more and connect with the Field Effect team today by visiting fieldeffect.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. No bonus episode this weekend as I rework the studio to bring you some new content as we move into the new year. Talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.